Heard my little sis is buying a car. You'll need my secret guide.
Gross, no way. I already used Capital One Auto Navigator.
I bet your credit score
wasn't impacted at all, so ha. I got my real rate and monthly payment, had an amazing test drive at the dealership, and made the purchase.
Taking the easy way out. That's so you.
Still not getting it. That's so you. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 22nd day of September 2022. Now, tonight we have Courageous Craig on the board.
Good evening, everybody.
And, we got him out of the boiler room and right live here in the studio.
Be blessed, no stress.
There you go. That's Radical Randy. And, boy, I'm going to tell you. Leaping lollipops, right? It's Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
All right. She's been waiting all day to say that, right? Okay, we have a lot to get done tonight. A lot. Okay, now, every now and then, I feel a real need to have the audience go out there all and join us in prayer. There's you can feel sometimes the presence of evil out there. I mean, you can just feel it. And I've always been right. Every single time when I've had that feeling, it's turned out that, yes, there we were going to come under attack by some dark forces and the dark, sinister forces. They're always out there. A lot of people don't realize that there's continuously spiritual warfare going on around us. People often can't see it and are often oblivious to it, but God will often open our eyes and those of us that have discernment, and he'll show us what's happening. And so, and other times, you can just feel it. You know, it's just, and so I'm going to go to our audience tonight and ask, Lord, that they would all join us. The Bible tells you there's much, much power in prayer. There's much power in prayer. And if you get a people, a nation praying, if this nation was to do what God says, we would not have any of the problems we're having today. But it doesn't because of unbelief. So for those of you out there that do believe, would you join with us tonight as we open this program in prayer? Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just want to, again, hold up this radio program tonight, Lord, and ask you, Father God, to host this radio program. Let your truth, your whole truth, nothing but your truth, let the message, Lord, that you would have to reach the hearts and the minds of all those people out there listening to us tonight. In times such as this, we know that we're right on the cusp, where we're right there at the start of that time where we know it's called the evil day or the time of sorrows, where everything is falling exactly in place of your word. For those of us that understand that, that are following that, we're seeing these things now. We can also feel, Lord, in this evil day that we're in, and we have the wickedness. You've told us in your words that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked are in authority, today the wicked, Lord, they're everywhere out there. The wicked, we're surrounded by the wicked, those that are unbelief, and so many liars out there. And it's so prevalent today. The wickedness is, well, it's so wide and deep. So, Lord God, again, tonight as we do this radio program, Lord, let the information that you would have reach the hearts and the minds of the people out there tonight. And, Lord, we would ask, too, that come against those that are going to, and like every night they try to, somebody tries to take us down. But come against the jitters, come against the screeching and the all of the other things that they try to use to take us down tonight. And these things we ask in the name of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen.
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 All right, now, so we're going to start tonight where we left off. And the title of the message was, Who is Right and Who is Left? And we're going to start in Psalm 94, verse 1. It says, O Lord, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Show thyself. Now, it's an interesting thing. How often, Randy, have you heard preachers preach on the righteous vengeance of God?
All my life, often.
You've heard them preaching on that?
You mean on? No, not on it. No, about it, but not,
the,
not
on the topic. Yeah, right. Okay,
exactly.
So
that's right.
Because I very rarely have heard. Now, in fact, to tell you, there's only a handful that I know of that have ever preached on that. I'm going to be preaching on it again. I preached on it in the past, and I'll be, Lord's willing, I'll be preaching on that topic this Sunday. You know, there's an old saying from the pulpit, we need to scare the hell out of them and scare them into heaven, you know.
Yes.
And, amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
And so he goes to say, lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things? And all the workers of iniquity boast themselves. Now, does that apply to today in America?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. The proud rule.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we see the most wicked, the wickedness out there today? You've got, well, that wicked woman from Georgia, Abrams, she comes out now and she's saying that the babies up until 6 weeks don't have a heartbeat. Again, that's a lie.
Now, yeah, it is a lie.
Yes.
According to God's word right here, that she is an unclean woman. That what is her name? Abrams, what's her first name? I can't remember.
I can't remember her first name either, and but, I haven't seen her.
But here, these feminists, and it's not just her, that squat. According to God's word, the Bible, those women are unclean women. Now, the idea is like, well, we don't feel that way today. You know, we don't really believe in all that old Bible stuff. So if we don't feel that way, if we refuse to acknowledge that, then God's just going to have to get with the program, right?
But the other thing that the Bible says is they're without natural affection.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't love a baby? I mean, seriously, who doesn't love a baby?
Abrams?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
All right, Hillary?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're right.
Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah.
Yes.
Chucky Schumer?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Obama Biden?
Joe Biden.
Yes.
Okay.
They hate babies. Mm-hmm.
They
there's not enough innocent blood flowing through the veins of these children to quench the thirst of these. These are wicked people. Now, God's word says they're wicked people. This is what you're trying to get the point across, that when we're preaching this, our opinions don't matter, okay? Because we're not going to judge these people, although we do, and even though the Bible says we should judge everything, but the judgment that counts comes from on high, doesn't it?
That's right.
Now, has he already stated, has it already been literally spelled out for us, the definitions of wickedness?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
And
yes,
that does wickedness, does that not apply to people, okay, that embrace abortion, sodomy, this transgender bestiality.
Yeah, they do.
Pedophilia, yes. All of the things that these people embrace. Now, God's word in the Bible says that they're wicked people. Okay? And he goes on to say, they break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. Now, he's referring to the heritage. When you afflict, he's talking about God's children, huh?
That's right.
Yes.
Now, they slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Mm-hmm. Now, who are the fatherless?
Babies.
The unborn babies.
The unborn babies, yes. That's right.
Yet they say, the Lord, and this is Stacey Abraham's, okay? The Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. This is that wicked woman out there in New York that's going against, trying to prosecute President Trump. This is Chucky Schumer with his wickedness there in New York. Okay? You know, these people, now, there are some preachers who say, well, you should preach against sin, but you shouldn't call them out. Is that what the Bible says?
No.
Did Jesus call them out?
Yes.
He sure did.
Did the Apostle Paul call them out?
Yes, he did.
Did John the Baptist call them out?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Okay, so we're to call these, if you don't call them out, are they going to know to repent?
No.
Okay, and so here it says, understand you brutish among the people and you fools, when will you be wise? Now, I don't think that these people are going to make it, okay? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? See, that's the whole point of these people. Say, look, we don't acknowledge God, so if we don't acknowledge God,
he doesn't exist. Right,
so if he doesn't exist. Yeah. But there's a problem with that, because in each one of them, God has put a conscience in, way back in the back of their minds, and that conscience haunts them, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because they think, what if there is a God?
Mm-hmm.
What if I have to stand before him, right?
That's right.
Yes. Okay.
And so you have that. He goes on to say, he that chastises the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teaches man knowledge, shall he not know? Well, that answers that question, right? I mean, they're thinking that,
yes.
Well, certainly God doesn't see us. We don't see him. He doesn't see us. But God does see him. And so he said, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastisest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the wicked. Again, let's try to give a definition so these people understand. You know, right now, let me ask you this. Would it be a sin to vote for Joe Obama, Biden?
Yes.
Okay. It would be. God's word, the Bible, makes it very clear there in Proverbs 24, and then in Proverbs 17, 15, it would be an absolute sin to vote for these people, right?
Yes. Absolutely, yeah.
And so not only do they sin, but they flaunt it. They'll put a sign out in their yard showing everybody that they're sinning against God and country, huh?
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, so now, if they say, well, I don't feel that, or I can separate my politics from my faith, does that work?
That's impossible.
No.
It doesn't work, does it?
That's right.
Okay, so now he goes on to say, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked, for the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Who's he speaking to?
He's talking to the us, the congregation,
yes.
If you will.
Well, is he also speaking to the pulpit?
Yes.
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 Are not the pulpits supposed to lead?
Yes, they are.
So the message he's given out here directly to the pulpit, okay, and the pastors are supposed to lead their people, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Okay, so the question is, who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Now, what's the difference between a shepherd and a hireling?
A hireling is not going to give his life for the sheep. He's not at all. He's in it for the money, and when it gets real, and shall we say, when the going gets tough, then he gets going.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So will the hireling actually give in and conform to all of the rules of a wicked government? In other words, if a wicked government says, no, you shut your doors, then we shut our doors. Are they going to take Romans 13 and totally spin and pervert that passage to say that no matter how corrupt and how wicked the government is, instead of standing up for righteousness, instead of standing up, who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Will they, instead of standing up against the evildoers, will they say, well, God's word, the Bible says we have to bow down and give in to the evildoers?
That's what a hireling will do. He'll find a way, right.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, hath held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Listen to this. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by law? Okay, now think about that.
No.
Frameth mischief by law. Well, would you say that that court of 1973... that declared God dead, declared themselves to be God, okay? When that decision came down, and when they say that there were emanations of a penumbra found in the Constitution that said a woman has the right to kill her child, okay? That was a lie told by liars, was it not?
That was exactly right.
Did that not come right from the pit of hell?
Yes, sure it did.
Should not the pastors have the courage to preach that?
They should. Yes. They should preach the truth.
Okay. Now, if they don't have the courage, if they don't stand, are they not failing God?
They're failing God.
Okay, now, does not the Bible teach very clearly that God has expectations of us and we have obligations to him?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
And so, therefore, when they failed, okay, to stand up and failed to preach the gospel and failed to lead their people, did they not fail God?
They failed God.
Yes, they did.
Okay, so here he says again, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. Is that not exactly what Obama, Biden, and the entire Democratic Communist Collective Party is doing right now?
That is exactly what they're doing.
Are they not going after the patriots? Are they not going after the true Americans? And is there not a hatred, a growing hatred for Christ and his Christians?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yes, the Lord shall cut them off. So then we're seeing here with this as it applied 5,000 years ago, it applies just as much today, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And today we really see what we just read today, you know, as clear as possible. And so I wanted to go now over to Micah 3. And
Micah chapter 3.
Micah chapter 3. Here we go. Now, everybody knows I can read. Well, let them see that you can read. Read verse 1 through 5.
1 through 5?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I said, hear, I pray you, O heads of Jacob, and ye princes of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment? Who hate the good and love the evil, who pluck off their skin from off them and their flesh from off their bones, who also eat the flesh of my people, and flay their skin from off them, and They break their bones and chop them in pieces. As for the pot, as flesh within the children. To five. Okay, then shall they cry unto the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them as at that time, as they behave themselves ill in their doings. Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, peace. He that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him.
All right, I'm going to read the next three verses. Therefore, night shall be unto you, that you shall not have a vision. And it shall be dark unto you, that you shall not divine. And the sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them. Then shall the seers be ashamed, and the diviners confounded. Yes, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer of God. But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and the judgment, and of the might to declare unto Jacob his transgressions, and to Israel his sins. Now, if we go back, and if you go back to verse 2, read verse 2 again.
Okay. Who hate the good and love the evil, who pluck off their skin from off them, and their flesh from off their bones.
Okay, now, you say, well, surely that doesn't have an application today. When he's talking, he's not so much talking literally there, but he's talking in a figurative way. And who do you think he's speaking to? He's speaking to a specific group of people.
To the rulers.
He's speaking to both the spiritual and the political leaders, isn't he? He's speaking to the religious leaders. Okay, when he uses the word princes, that always refers to legislators, okay?
Yeah.
And so here now, but how would that apply today in the literal today?
Well, I mean, literally, they harvest the children, the developing children, and I'm sure they kidnap people for body parts too. They literally do that.
They're organ harvesting. They're doing that. This were last night. You know, 500. We just were talking about 550 children ended up missing there from one so-called children's services area. So. And, of course, we over the years reported all the word of all these children gone. Well, they're saying, well, you know, we think maybe they ran away. No, they didn't run away. Okay, they were taken away. Okay, and that's happening. It's wickedness. It's evil. Okay, the Democratic Communist Party are up to their eyeballs in pedophilia and child sacrifice. That's the reality, and more of it will come out. Now, here.
Well, come on. China gave $528 million to Planned Parenthood, and that's for the tissue harvest,
for the DNA. Now, there's something very specific about that because they wanted to use that, knowing where did that come from, and they use it to create biological warfare weapons.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Now, but these are an extremely wicked people, like in the University of Pittsburgh, where you know you will have women will carry a baby to full term because of the amount of money, because they're given huge, huge amounts of money for a full nine-month-old baby. They might get 10 grand for one, okay? And these are wicked women, okay?
Right. Yes.
These are modern-day wicked, whorish women who are cruel and evil, just like, you know, when Solomon had to deal, but he had the two women.
Right.
They came before him. They're the two whores, and one of them had killed her baby, and when he trying to decide which one of them was the true mother, the one wicked, she would be what you would call a Democrat of that day.
Sure.
She said, cut the baby in half, divide it in half.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the wickedness, the mindset of these people out here today. Now, but that's the reality, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now here, he says, who also eat the flesh of my people, and literally use the tissues of babies for food, putting in food.
Well, come on, you get people like the actor Tom Cruise, they eat the placenta and all of that stuff.
Okay, so here it goes on. Break their bones and chop them in pieces as for the pot, as is flesh with a cauldron. Then shall they cry unto the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at the time as they have behaved themselves ill in their doings. Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err. See, the whole idea, he's telling them the people, were these leaders were supposed to be leading the people, guiding the people, meeting the, and serving the people, and instead they were enslaving the people, and just as we just read.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And hid his face from them at a time as they have behaved themselves ill in their doings. Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry peace. He deputeth not into their mouths that they even prepare war against him. Therefore night shall be unto you. You shall not have a vision. And it shall be a dark unto you, and you shall not divine. And the sun shall go down over the prophets, and in that day shall be dark over them. So here, Micah, the prophet Micah, remained true to his callings, and he proclaimed God's work here in total, absolute contrast to these false prophets whose messages were geared to their favors. Huh? Then he says this, then shall the seers be ashamed and the diviners be confounded. Who are the seers and the diviners?
The fortune tellers, the people who were kind of planning all this out. And in our society, it's like the political leaders in that, really. It's like saying the vaccine won't hurt. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of people.
It would apply also to the schemers, huh?
Yes, it would, yeah.
Okay. But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and the judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgressions and to Israel its sin and to America its sin. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come.
The song you are about to hear is true. Though some of the events described have not occurred in the life of the author, they have occurred in the lives of thousands of other revenue-oppressed Americans. The author disclaims any responsibility or liability for any loss incurred as a consequence of the use and the application of any of the following information, which is not provided for the purpose of rendering any legal advice or professional service. In other words, this song is totally frivolous and without merit.
Not. Last April, right around tax time, along with my 1040 form, sent the IRS a message to tell them they was wrong. And I told them I was sick and tired of playing their cheating game. And as for all my honest, hard-earned wages, to them they never had no claim. Because I never worked in Puerto Rico, nor lived in Washington, D.C. I wasn't under their jurisdiction, and there was nothing they could do to me. Since I've never ever been an employee of the federal government, I ain't liable for, no subject to, no, I've never owed you one red cent. But let me tell you, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. They'll trample down your rights as they break inside your home. They'll terrorize your sweet bride as they put the hard lean on. Yes, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. Now it didn't take them very long before they garnished all my hard-earned pay. Then they repossessed my pickup truck and had it towed away. And then they up and seized my bank accounts as they auctioned off my family farm. And to keep me from proving my innocence, well, they shackled me in iron. Now let me tell you, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. They'll trample down your rights as they break inside your home. They'll terrorize your sweet bride as they put the hard lean on. Yes, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. Now the truth about the IRS code is that it's fraudulently misapplied. Because the legal definition of taxpayer is exclusively derived. So all you agents of the evil IRS are in reality a bunch of thieves who are working for the foreign bankers to bring America to her knees. So listen up, you international banksters, and all you traitorous congressmen, and all you low-down, lying, thieving, cheating lawyers, better leave the country while you can.
when the people find out the truth about how the income tax is based on fraud. They're gonna rise up all across this nation. They're gonna rout you vipers out, by God. To use the famous words of Andy Jackson, we're gonna rout you vipers out, by God. And then it's gonna be dangerous, cause we're right and the government is wrong. We'll trample down their rights as we break inside their homes. We'll terrorize the sweet prize as we put the hard lean on. Yes, we're dangerous, cause we're right, and the government is wrong. Yes, we're dangerous, cause we're right, and the government is wrong.
With explicit reservation of all rights without prejudice per UCC 1-207.
All right, my old buddy Carl Kling. Now, folks, got to tell you this, okay. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting for our 2,000 mules, and they kept saying, well, you know, we're working on it. We'll get them to you. We're having a problem. Now, finally, we find out, guess what? Here's the problem. There's an injunction. That's right. There's a court order that they can't ship the 2,000 mules. Now, I'm pretty sure that we've already paid for them. Now, but folks, listen up. Listen up. Do you understand if there's an injunction, if there's a court order against shipping those 2,000 mules, that is telling us how effective they've been, how effective they have been. Now, we have been able to get an end run around the lying liberal media. And have you noticed that none of them would even take a look at this? And none, have you noticed that not one of those talking heads out there would come on this radio program and sit across from me? They wouldn't do it. Or have me come on their program, because the 2,000 mules have got all the times, all the dates, all the facts. It's all right there. All the documentation is right there in front of them. So, Red Bear, you know, when you say, where's the evidence, where's the proof? It's right there, and you know it, Red Bear. And you know it, Susan Smith. You know it, Neil Cabuto. You know, these were Fox News people that well, as far as I'm concerned, they betrayed us. They turned on us. And, folks, you have to understand, Randy's going to be reading an article here in just a minute. And when he does that, there's some things that are happening. This is one of the reasons we started out with prayer today. As we get closer to the Lord's return, deeper and deeper into the great apostasy, things, and the Antichrist movement is going to become stronger and stronger. And you really need to be prepared. And you got to be understand that, you know, you can trust God, but, you know, there's going to be a lot of those people. We've told you time and time again that mark the ones that have Joe Biden signs in their yard out there for election. Those people have betrayed you. They've openly said. Now, here's the other thing. The fake news media, they keep telling you that Joe Biden's popularity is increasing. They're telling you that he's up now to 45% and it's going up and people are becoming more and more satisfied with him. That is a lie told by professional contracted liars, okay? They're literally contracted to lie. Now, his popularity is not going up around the country. It may be going up within the collective, the Communist Party, because they want to reduce America to third world status. Now, here, I'm going to give you five reasons the corrupt FBI will lose in court after raiding Mar-a-Lago and stealing President Trump's documents that implicate their own crimes. That's an article by Joe Hoff. Now, I hope that Joe is right. I mean, he should be right on that, okay? They would lose if they got into a legitimate court. If we could get this, I believe, into that court in D.C. that calls itself Supreme, if we could get that case there, we would win. We would never win in the Justice Department, because the Justice Department, they want to do everything they can. They're trying to hide their own crimes. I mean, really trying to hide their own crimes, folks. Believe me, it's got nothing to do with justice. It's as far from justice as possible. And here, Merrick Garland, okay, again, and I've said it before, and I've said it time and time again, would be very hard-pressed to find someone as corrupt that has violated the law and the Constitution as often as he has. he would find someone that corrupt, very difficult to find one that corrupt to prosecute. So let me read this very quickly. Then, Randy, we've been telling folks about what's coming this way probably in December, according to Joe Obama's executive order. I don't think he can do it with an executive order. But then again, remember, they don't go by the Constitution. They totally ignore the Constitution.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the FBI raided the home of President of the United States. This is the same president whom the FBI attempted to prevent from winning the 2016 election and then attempted to remove from his office entire presidency. But the FBI leaders from the corrupt Obama-Biden regime hired a Russian and used his made-up information as the basis to attempt to remove the legitimate president of this United States of America. On August 9th, the FBI, the very, very corrupt, I mean extremely, you had the Dirty 30, what they call the Dirty 30 corrupt FBI agents. These guys, well, actually, we talked about that, the five categories of whores, and they fall into that category of dirty cops, don't they? No.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
Here, they raided the president's home and they stole president documents stored there at Mar-a-Lago. Now, that corrupt FBI claimed they had no reason to do, that they had a reason to do so, and that was lawful, and that they had the rights to take these documents. Many believe that the documents provided ample evidence of the FBI's crimes, and this is why the president took them with him and why the corrupt FBI took them from the president. Now the corrupt and anti-American, anti-law and order FBI is trying to justify their criminal actions, but they cannot. Their actions are criminal, and they need to be brought to justice. Attempting a coup is a very serious crime with very serious penalties. The Trump team brought the FBI to court to get to the bottom of the FBI's action. The Trump team has the law on its side. The FBI does not. This is why the FBI commits crimes. Attorney Michael Davis, who worked with the Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch, shares that the president has the right to declassify any documents he wants. And I heard Trump say, I declassified all of them. Okay. Also, Davis notes that the president has the right to take whatever documents he wishes and to claim they are his. That's, of course, that is his right to do. Okay, now, this is the president's right. And by the way, they found Obama with all kinds of documents classified, still marked classified, kept in a warehouse someplace. That came out of the news today. This is the president's right, and the FBI cannot override the president's decision. This was decided in a case involving the Clintons. President Trump has declassified all of these documents. Davis calls the FBI actions unprecedented, unnecessary, and unlawful. He also points out that the judge that signed off on the raid is biased. He recused himself from another Trump case he also involved with Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh,
Davis also notes that the raid was intrusive because President Trump was working with the very corrupt FBI. Randy, you've got an article there. Now, this is what Biden is trying to do virtually.
That's correct.
So go ahead and let them have it.
Yeah, this is the executive order. Actually, the actual date of the executive order was March 14th, 2022. And basically what it says here is that executive order 14067 update. Will paper currency really end in the United States on December 13th, 2022 and be replaced by government-controlled cryptocurrency? It calls for the creation of a central bank digital currency, and it's a CBDC, which is in the case of the United States would be administered by the Federal Reserve. The conspiracy theory is that once the currencies are implemented, the government can instantly shut off money access to anyone who's not being obedient. But there's a gentleman by the name of Jim Rickards is a lawyer and author, and now he predicted the 2008 recession. Now he's predicting C-Day. letter C Day. Several alternative news sites are covering it. C Day will take place on December 13th, 2022. U.S. paper dollars will become completely worthless, and you'll only be able to use Biden bucks, the new cryptocurrency. And what he's saying is that the United States is unlikely to fully implement digital currency and eliminate all the currency on December 13th because the end game is a socialist credit system, and the government had planned fully to implement this by 2020, but it didn't happen for various reasons.
Randy, China's been working on that for 10 years.
The article here talks about the fact that, but even with 80% of the population in favor of it in China, they still haven't been able to fully implement it. So what they're saying here is that there's no way the United States can implement a social credit system or even an infrastructure on a widely accepted government cryptocurrency payment by December 13th. It's what they're saying. The article further goes on to say that at some point before the year 2030, paper fiat currency will be eliminated and every American will be forced to use Federal Reserve owned cryptocurrencies. And that's I think that that's really the gist of the article, that until we have a credit system like China, then we're not going to have that. They pointed out, though, that this is not unprecedented, that Kennedy did something similar to this with Bill 11110 when he did it with $2 and $5 bills. This was in 1963, just before he got assassinated. And needless to say, it's believed that the bankers assassinated him because he had debt-free currency. Americans also aren't going to let that happen just as the Chinese did. It says the four CBD changes are coming probably within the next 1 to 3 years, but it's not going to happen on this December 13th.
Well, it was a whole different thing with Kennedy. It wasn't even, you know, close to that. Now, first of all, what Kennedy tried to do was put us back on the gold standard, all right?
Yeah.
And
and
so the other thing too that Kennedy did was he wanted to eliminate the CIA. He said they've gone rogue and that they had too much power, and basically they turned into their own little government. Okay, so that's another thing that he did.
Well, the other thing is that the currency was debt-free, and it said a United States note, not a Federal Reserve note. And that was the other problem. I think that was one of the main reasons that the bankers decided that they weren't going to have any more Kennedy.
Now, with what Joe Obama wants to do, this social credit, what it does, they go into your entire history, everything about you, okay? Before you, and that determines what you can have. Okay, in other words, anyone who, let's just say, someone who would vote for President Trump, that you would be considered.
You'd lose social credits,
and you could probably
It would determine where you can work, where you can go on vacation, how much you can make, where your kids go to school. The social credits are based. You'd be based on everything, and the idea behind it, obviously. In our system would be that if you were a good person, then you had have access to your money. If you're a bad person, then you have less access. And they would do it in degrees is what they would
do. So what they're doing in China right now, they've gone in and they've taken the people's currency. They've taken it away. And those that stood against it, many of them went to jail for wanting their own money. Now, I want to go back to where it was at on the 2,000 mules. Folks, what we're going to do at Doers of the Word because of this, look, because of what this injunction they have on the 2,000 mules and trying to keep it from being shipped, we're going to show that 2,000 mules every Sunday between now and the election. We're going to show that in the afternoon about 4 o'clock. We want to invite the people out to watch it. Now, remember, there's going to be another election 2 years from November. Should the Lord tarry, and should we actually have an election come November? Because the opposition, the Democratic Communist Deep State, wants to stop it. They know there's no way in the world they can survive a fair and honest election. They can't do it. Okay, and they don't even like to attempt anything that's fair and honest. They are corrupted to the core, from top to bottom. They are totally corrupt. Now, what we have to do is this. For those folks out there, at some point, that injunction should be lifted, and we'll get those 2,000 mules. And when we do get them, We'll ship them out to you as quickly as we can. Hopefully, this will be settled before November. Hopefully, it'll be settled right away. And we can get this to you folks out there. Believe me, it's had one huge effect. It's had one huge effect. Remember, they were hoping to get to sell 2 million of them to make it. They've sold, now I believe it's about 24 million.
It's like 24, yeah. It's like 24.
About 24 million. Now think about this. If just two people watched every one of those, that's 48 million people that have seen it, okay? And they know the truth. That's 48 million people that know the truth. And I know we've showed it to a number of people, and we want to continue to do that. And I'm asking all of you out there, listen, this is a very important, there's no time for you to slack off right now. Ronald Reagan said it, it said people are going to wonder why those that had the most to lose did so little to keep what we have. So I'm asking all of you, we've shipped out over 300 of those things, and I'm asking all of you folks out there that have that to show it, to show it as often as you can between now and then. Remember, NBC, ABC, CBS, all they really feel you're stupid. They're telling you, as things continue to get worse and worse, as more and more people become unemployed, as grocery, food prices, milk prices keep going up, as things get harder and harder, as more people are losing their homes, and we're getting calls from people all the time that have been evicted, as things continue to get worse, they're trying to tell you that you're telling them that you like it that way, that the worse things get, the better you like it, folks. And that's what they're telling you, the fake news media, with these fake polls that they're telling you how Joe Obama's popularity is growing. So with that, go ahead, leaping lollipops. Lisa, you got one? Okay, let me hear. Let me see.
Which one you want.
All righty, I'll tell you what we'll do, okay? Let me see. Do this one. Do that one. That there. One. Okay, yeah.
Okie dokie. Well, here's another one about the FBI by Jim Hoft. It's hiding Epstein's records again. He says, your humble author, Jim Hoft, is, as promised, is involved in litigation to extract records from the federal government. It's easy to talk about current events. The more difficult part is suing federal agencies for documentation of their wrongdoing. This involves initiating FOIA requests, which are rarely answered quickly or completely. Out of our 75-plus requests from this past year, only one was answered quickly and fully. That's a small miracle. That was where we obtained CDC emails disclosing how they changed the definition of vaccine because of the efficacy problems with the Pfizer-Moderna mRNA vaccines. Then there are the records we must fight for. One development we can divulge is our effort to obtain the FBI's records on Jeffrey Epstein. We made a simple request, hand over all FBI interviews with Epstein. We know these records are out there, and we were the first to report that he had been a source for the FBI. But we're not convinced that was the only time he spoke with the FBI. How did the FBI respond? Not by denying the existence of any records. Instead, the FBI is hiding behind FOIA's law enforcement exemption, stating that the production of the Epstein records would interfere with ongoing law enforcement investigations, which it does not.
Very good. And I want to say, look, it's not the entire FBI that's gone bad there. It's the upper echelon in the FBI. You know, you're hearing from so many of the FBI agents saying, you know, we didn't sign up for this. We did not sign up for this. This is not what, you know, what we are here for. But it's the leadership that has gone so corrupt. And I feel bad for the regular agents that have to pay the price. Okay. Now, proof of a cover-up. Israel knew about very, very serious safety problems with COVID jabs while pushing them on people and hiding the harm. We did this 2 years ago. We talked about this 2 years ago. Remember in March 9th of 2019, what did we do? We told you that these things were not vaccines. They were not vaccines. They were bioweapons. Okay, here's little Lisa. Okay, little Lisa's running around. She lost. She lost her articles.
Goodness sakes.
Okay, now. But here, and we told people, there, COVID this is an article here by Ethan Huff. COVID vaccines were unleashed under Operation Warp Speed and widely distributed for a full year before the Israeli government decided to look at any of the safety data, according to shocking new revelations. It's not new. We knew this. We were telling people that. Okay, now, Dr. Sharon Alroy Priest, head of public services at Israel's health ministry, upon learning that the shots were deadly, a full year in, set on the information until now, as millions upon millions of people rolled up their sleeves for injection. Alroy Priest is part of a cohort that deliberately withheld the truth about Fauci flu shots from the public, and all the while lying to the public about how safe and effective they supposedly are. He goes on to say, I think I'll go on to say if I can get my articles apart. Okay, now, we are not talking about mild side effects upon injection site swelling. By the way, serious long-term health problems were identified very early in conjunction with the jabs, including with neurological damage with no apparent end. See, this is one of the biggest cover-ups in this country right now.
That's right.
It's a huge, huge yes. cover-up. People are dropping dead at a huge rate, and funerals, you know, are up. I mean, every day you go out there, there's funerals everywhere you look. But are we hearing any of this at NBC, ABC, CBS?
Of course not, because they're contracted to cover it up.
The side effects were also established in a follow-up research as being casual, meaning Israeli authorities knew the shots were responsible for them, and yet they pushed them anyway because, quite frankly, there was and still is a whole lot of money to be made from the operation. This is something no one else had been able to establish before, wrote Steve Kirsch in an in-depth assessment of what had been uncovered. It is definitely worth the read. They don't know how serious the harm is because they only looked at the data for the top five categories, cardiovascular, so that they only looked at a fraction of the data. Since the side effects data came from the Israeli version of VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, it's difficult to say how to prevent these side effects, how prevalent these side effects truly are, but that it is beside the point. The biggest point to be made is that here is the fact that Israel knew all along that the shots were exceptionally dangerous, but rather than pull them off the market, or at very least notify the public as part of the informed consent process, the Israeli government kept the truth in a secret while lying to the world. Well, isn't that exactly what they did right here in this country?
Well, sure, yes. That's what they did worldwide, though, actually.
They're still doing it, aren't they?
Yeah, yes. They are.
Alrighty.
They are. It's mandatory, you know, and we were talking back about social credits. I mean, in a way, that's what you get here with that card, the little card that they're giving people now,
yeah,
that you have to carry, that you can't go anywhere or do much with. You know, because for in China, like, you can't go into Shanghai unless you have the little card and that sort of thing.
Yeah, you got to keep facing that mic.
You can't go into Shanghai in China, yeah, unless you have like what do they call it, the QR and the little card that, you know, the credits and that sort of thing. But that's done here. But that's what they want to do here too.
All righty, we're coming up to a break, and when we come back from the break, we got a whole lot more to go yet. I mean, a whole lot more.
Yeah.
So don't go away, folks. We're going to find out that Biden admits the pandemic is over, but refuses to give up emergency powers. Be right back.
Fight the fight. Light the light. We are there. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.